Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The fog of war dominates Russia's aggression against its Ukrainian neighbor. Reports out of Eastern Europe have made one thing clear. Death and destruction is taking place. Russian President Vladimir Putin has taken to TV to threaten any other nation that interferes.
For those who could be tempted to intervene from outside, whoever tries to hinder us, and even more so, to create threats to our country, to our people, should know that Russia's response will be immediate, and it will lead you to such consequences that you have never encountered in your history.
President Biden is taking to TV to impose sanctions.
We have purposely designed these sanctions to maximize the long-term impact on Russia and to minimize the impact on the United States and our allies.
Thursday's sanctions are aimed at crippling the Russian economy, its financial institutions, and its access to technology. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Major League Baseball is playing hardball with the Players Union as the season looms.
Major League Baseball has stated they will begin canceling regular season games if the league and Major League Baseball Players Association can't come to terms on a new collective bargaining agreement by Monday. The games will not be made up and players would not be paid full season salaries. Major League Baseball said a deadline is a deadline. Missed games are missed games and salaries will absolutely not be paid for those games. It is the first time Major League Baseball has publicly said it would shorten the season if a new deal isn't reached by the deadline. Citing health concerns, the league said it wants about 4 weeks of spring training, hence its Monday deadline. Opening day was initially scheduled for March 31st. The sides remain far apart on a new agreement. The union is likely to pull expanded playoffs off the table if players can't be paid for a full season salary. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
After beginning the invasion of Ukraine, Russian President Vladimir Putin has threatened any country that interferes an immediate response with the likes they have never seen before. Some have speculated Putin is threatening a nuclear option. Then again, Western allies have used the same language when describing the sanctions to be imposed against him and his countrymen. Jason Beardsley is the National Director of the Association of the United States Navy. He tells Fox News the rhetoric needs to stop.
I think we, first of all, have to take him seriously. Vladimir Putin is saying this after having committed this violent atrocity rolling into the Ukraine. He's made good on that promise. He has to be condemned. He has been condemned by the world. So right now, he doesn't have much to lose. Don't forget, though, our rhetoric is similar. You know, we threaten sanctions that they've never seen before. You see what has happened since then. The European Union has not been able to stick those at a significant degree. So I think what President Putin has done is he's made a very serious threat. We don't know the level or the extent he's willing to go, but we should be very careful and cautious about trying to ratchet up the rhetoric here.
President Biden has reached a decision on his first nominee to the Supreme Court, with his selection of the first black woman to serve on the nation's highest court set to be revealed as soon as today. It was 2 years ago today Biden made his initial pledge to choose the first black American female justice during a 2020 primary debate in South Carolina. Lance Pride, USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And we knew it wasn't going to be easy. You know, as JFK says, we do it because it is hard. No doubt about it. But look, at there is a war on democracy. Doubt you none. Let me say, it's quite obvious, isn't it? It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and Dr. Michael Rubin will be joining us in just a moment. And he reminded us the last time we talked of Leon Trotsky's famous saying that you may not be interested in war, but war is interested in you. With what's going on, is it 1939 one more time? Well, Dr. Michael Rubin has written about this extensively. He is a resident scholar with the American Enterprise Institute, former Pentagon official. His expertise includes the Middle East, Syria, Iran, as well as the Persian Gulf. And so he is observing, as we are observing, with strained hearts, looking up to God Almighty for help, because it would clearly appear that here on this realm, the leadership that is required for a time such as this seems to be rather anemic. Michael Rubin, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, your book, Dancing with the Devil, The Perils of Engaging Rogue Regimes, you warned about it, and here we are, and we're about to dance the cha-cha one more time, first with Putin and maybe President Xi next, huh?
Absolutely, and, you know, it goes beyond that. If you actually looked at the UN Security Council debate, one of the non-permanent members is Kenya, and Kenya gave perhaps the most rousing speech in favor of Ukraine. And in favor of opposing this notion forcefully of territorial conquest. And when you read between the lines, they are afraid that Somalia is going to take a lesson from this and figure, hey, look, if Russia can do it, if China might do it, why can't we do it since we have Somalis living outside our
exactly.
I mean, the whole World War, post-World War II liberal order is at risk right now.
Well, Michael, help people understand, because this Belt and Road Initiative that China has been on target with for decades, it would seem. I mean, what happens when that Leviathan raises its head, you know, throughout these networks of rogue regimes that they have out there? Is that basically what we're being warned about here, in a sense?
Well, you know, I'm actually on that particular issue, Bill, a little bit more optimistic. Mm-hmm. Three countries have really been found themselves at a huge loss of sovereignty because of China. Mm-hmm. Sri Lanka put up one of their ports for collateral and China seized it. That's an island nation in the Indian Ocean. Pakistan has pretty much become a wholly owned subsidiary of China. And then you have Djibouti, where the United States actually has a military base in Africa. And China owns the equivalent of 80% of their GDP. But the rest of the countries have looked at this and figured, you know, we can't allow China to do this to us. And so you have situations where they're starting to reach out to others to balance this out. Now, what frustrates me is the Americans are still asleep at the switch. If we look at Iraq, for example, a decade ago, when ExxonMobil was trying to get an oil concession in Iraq, the United States Embassy, the State Department, Congress really lobbied for them, and they got it. Now they want to sell their interest. They want to go elsewhere. And so they're selling it to China. Now, I've had senior Iraqi officials tell me why the Iraqis don't want to work with China for the reasons you said. Why don't the White House, why doesn't the State Department speak up against this? And it's crickets whenever the Iraqis ask the Americans to sort of say to Exxon, find another partner, not China. Unfortunately, we're asleep at the switch when it comes to grand strategy.
Well, Michael, it's even much more dangerous than that. I mean, if we were just asleep at the switch, the way I'm reading it right now, I mean, Peter Schweitzer's new book, Red Handed, really brings to light the quid pro quo and how American elected officials have sold our resources, sold our country out and our democracy to China. There, you know, China has bought and is selling them and owns them. And this is why they continue whenever things come up and it's not necessarily in China's favor. Guess how they vote? I mean, it is as quid pro quo as you can get. And clearly, Peter Schweitzer points this out. So, you know, you've kind of warned and kind of alluded to this in the past. But when I read Peter's book, and in fact, we just talked with him this week, it solidified the strategy that President Xi has been utilizing. And that America, I mean, we've been sold out, Michael. I mean, our resources, our politicians who are supposed to be doing our bidding are doing the bidding for the communist Chinese. And this is why they resented Donald Trump so much.
Hey, Bill, let me put it this way. I agree with you, and anyone who's watched any Hollywood film can see how if China's not actively censoring, there's a great deal of Hollywood self-censorship among our liberal elites. But let me again be optimistic, even though I agree with you 100%. If I want to look, put on my historian cap, and admittedly I get paid to predict the past, and I only get that right about half the time, but if I want to assess the Trump administration, once the anger at Donald Trump and his personal style falls aside, what I see is the greatest legacy of the Trump administration, or more specifically, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, would be fundamentally changing the conversation on China in a way where many people are saying and recognizing what Peter Schweitzer, what you are saying, and so forth. No longer do we have both Republicans and Democrats to the same extent bending over backwards to this illusion that China could be a partner rather than a long-term adversary. We recognize the threat now. The question is whether it's too late and whether we can catch up.
Well, and I guess that's what concerns us. Also, last night, and I tweeted out, Michael, you know, I see that it's like 1939 again, you know, when what was happening, particularly in Europe. I mean, you had this is just, I mean, the picture of this just bruises my brain to think, Michael, as Jews were being, you know, corralled into train, you know, carriages and you know, and taken out of their homes in Germany. And as they were passing churches, and the churches could hear the cries of the people in these cattle cars, so to speak, and the pastors would just say, don't pay attention, just sing louder. And I'm wondering, I'm going, is this what we're doing right now with Ukraine? Is this what we're doing as Americans, as democratic nations, as people of the West that have enjoyed freedom? We're watching the Ukrainians getting slaughtered here, and we're just saying, you know, don't watch TV and don't hear their cries, just sing louder.
To some extent it is. I mean, Europe said never again. Zelensky said this, the president of Ukraine. While Europe said never again after World War II, it's clear that they didn't mean it. But if I could point out two quick patterns here, you know, it's not just Ukraine. when Azerbaijan had a democratic revolution back in 1992, they ended up losing a chunk of their territory when Armenia, which was then pro-Russian, took Nagorno-Karabakh. When Georgia in 2008, under Putin was already president in Russia, had its Rose Revolution, overthrew the former Soviet foreign minister, Edward Shevardnadze. Russia interfered, and you ended up losing chunks of territory. The same thing happened in Armenia last year. It's happening. The point is, Russia doesn't want any democracy on its borders, and if there is a democracy on its borders, it's sending a signal you're going to lose vast portions of your territory.
And they keep expanding their borders in much the same way that China has ambitions to do as well. When we come back, we've got more from Dr. Michael Rubin. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
We'll
Hey, we're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We come to you live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And I remind you of that for those stations who are hearing a replay over the weekend through Radio America's network. We thank you for joining us and Dr. Michael Rubin, who is with us right now talking about Ukraine-Russian. He's a resident scholar with the American Enterprise Institute, former Pentagon official, Middle East regional politics expert, Iran, Syria, and Persian Gulf as well. Michael, as we look at what Putin is doing, you've been warning about this. I found it quite surprising because even President Biden said when he was asked about whether or not Putin, what his next step was going to be, and he said, frankly, that he didn't know what he would do, but he says he does know what he's done. So, if you know what somebody, somebody will do what it is they've done. So why is that hard for him to deal with and to reconcile?
Well, it's hard not to believe that the fact that we are exuding such weakness, and to be perfectly honest, it's not just the Biden administration, I would say it's been the last three administrations, is something which is fuel for these autocrats with these ambitions beyond their territory. I don't think we would be seeing what we're seeing in Ukraine right now if we hadn't done what we had done in Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. What happens in Afghanistan didn't stay in Afghanistan, but before the break, Bill, I had mentioned, if you want to ask why now, one of the reasons is that Russia seems to attack after a country goes democratic or leans toward the West. That's one pattern. But what worries me about the future is there's another pattern here. In Russian, and as we were talking in the break, my wife is a Soviet refugee, follows Russia professionally, and what she points out is Russians were constantly comparing Putin to Brezhnev in terms of economic stagnation. Well, if you want to distract from your economic failures, what you do is you wrap people around in the flag, so you invade something like Georgia or you invade Ukraine. Now, the problem here is that once you invade and you chop off this territory, you actually have to subsidize it, and that makes your economic situation worse, which speeds up this cycle. So Putin may conquer parts of Ukraine, if not the entirety, but it's going to be a drain on the Russian treasury. Remember, the Russian GDP is less than that of Spain. Mm-hmm. And so you've got a situation where the Russian economy is not going to be able to handle it, which means they're going to go after another country sooner rather than later. And so it behooves us to address the issue now rather than wait for Russian troops to go into Kazakhstan or the Baltics or, God forbid, Poland or Romania.
Exactly. Now we bring in NATO for sure. Now, what some pundits are suggesting, Michael, because Ukraine is the breadbasket of Europe, that this is going to be a powerful addition to the portfolio of Russia. But what you're saying, not necessarily so, right?
Well, not necessarily so, because first of all, the people who are farming are Ukrainian farmers, and they're not necessarily going to want to do what the Russians ask. Many of them might actually flee. This is going to be tremendously disruptive to the economy. Mm-hmm. Second issue is it's not just Europe we need to worry about. Of several Arab countries, several Arab countries get more than 50% of their grain from Ukraine. Mm-hmm. So when you consider the Arab Spring back in 2011, how much of that was driven by rising prices, by economic unease, the question we also need to be asking is not only about Europe's shortage of fuel and perhaps the spike in gas prices, but also whether we could see a wave of instability in the Middle East like we saw a decade ago, simply because of the follow-on effects of what we're seeing in Ukraine right now.
And this current administration seems to have so much available. I mean, we're really disappointed with these sanctions. I mean, we're told, oh, boy, you're really going to get hit with these heavy sanctions. And even Kamala Harris came out with some word salad that, all the experts are still trying to discern. They've got linguists trying to figure out what the heck she told us. And, of course, it ended up she was in direct conflict with what the president said, because the president said just the opposite, that they never expected the sanctions to dissuade Putin. So why did you make such a big deal about that? But that aside, okay, when it comes to, we just talked about grain and that. We're paying farmers not to grow, So why don't we reverse that? Let's start flooding the market with that. Let's do something. I mean, let's realize, being energy independent and being a net exporter of of oil and gas was a good thing for America. It was a good thing for our, you know, for democracy and for our partners. You know, with a flip of a switch, I mean, near immediate, we could really make an impact and take back some of this money that has been a windfall for Putin. And in a sense, America and the rest of us, the rest of the other countries, have been funding this attack on Ukraine by buying up Putin's oil.
Well, you're absolutely right, Bill. Two quick points. Number one, on sanctions, let's get out of the details. If you want sanctions to hurt, you don't ratchet them up slowly because that gives an economy a chance to adjust.
Mm-hmm.
You put them all on the economy at once, and that's what we fail to do. But why the heck are we withdrawing our own drilling rights
yes.
at a time when the world needs gas and oil? The fact of the matter is we should be expanding our exports. That was one of the great things the Trump administration did, because there's nothing better for our national security and for the security of Europe than becoming energy independent and energy exporters. It reduces the blackmail potential, not just of Russia, but also of countries like Iran.
Well, Michael, you know, I was really shocked to hear what Hillary Clinton had to say. She was very critical of Trump. And what Trump did, I believe, which I thought was a good thing with NATO in holding their feet to the fire and getting them to pay up, Germany was still rather slow in doing that. I think that had there been a second term of Donald Trump, then Germany would have got a lot closer to that 2%, if not 2%. They're still, you know, paying less than 2% for their, you know, their role in NATO. But nonetheless, you know, at the threat by officials, even within our own government, oh, you can't do that. You're gonna cause a fracture. You're gonna break up NATO and that sort of thing. And all it did was strengthen it. And on the other hand, what's happening right now because of this pending threat, I see some solidarity in NATO. What do you see?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. Unfortunately, you have NATO. But then you have the European Union as well.
Yes.
And the European Union is like herding cats. You're not going to get them on board when it comes to sanctions. That said, what we still need to worry about is this notion of old Europe and new Europe, which the late Donald Rumsfeld talked about. If we're sending our troops to Germany, well, Russian troops aren't going to invade Germany unless they first invade the Baltics and Poland. It's just a fact of geography. So why aren't we sending our troops directly to Poland and to the Baltics to prevent any sort of Russian aggression in these new NATO members? Otherwise, what we're saying is you all have to pay in equally, but we're only going to protect half of you. We're going to allow Russia to rebuild its zone of influence. That would be the wrong message to send. That would actually be a green light to Russia.
Well, I would think these NATO nations that border Ukraine especially would be freaking out, because now the border has been altered, and now you've got the reverse. Where Putin was concerned that you had a democratic country at their border, now he assumes Ukraine, and now you've got a communist country, a dictator-run country by a megalomaniac, now at your border.
Well, you're absolutely right there. You know, Putin has always complained about NATO expansion. Let's put that, I mean, first of all, whether or not NATO expanded, Putin would have gone into Ukraine. The problem was Ukraine turning democratic. But let's also be real. I mean, you're not doing this, but in case anyone in the public debate does, there's no moral equivalence here. NATO isn't a mechanism for offense. The fact of the matter is, Russia at this point is. It's completely shredding the post-World War II liberal order. All these woke high school students and college students are waking up to realize, you know, what they were doing was a tempest in a teapot. America's not really that bad. If you want to know the truth about the world, America was the finger in the dike preventing the deluge of autocracy of and ideologies like those in Iran, China, and Russia.
Well, the ambassador for Ukraine tweeted out earlier this week, he says, right now Putin is plunging Europe into its darkest time since 1939. Any government hoping to sit this out is naive. Don't repeat mistakes of the past. Martha Raddus also put out a tweet, said, 3 hours before the invasion began, I got this sobering message here in Ukraine from a senior Pentagon official. You are likely in the last few hours of peace on the European continent for a long time to come. Be careful.
Thank you that's just chilling, Bill, but it's always great talking with you.
Always. Dr. Michael Rubin, the AEI and former Pentagon official, the resident scholar for the American Enterprise Institute. Michael, as always, be well, my friend. Take care.
Thank you.
Exergen would like you to know about an important new study by the FDA. It confirms what the medical community has always known. Non-contact thermometers are not accurate, and they fail to meet FDA requirements for accuracy and labeling. With new strains of COVID on the rise, we can't afford to tolerate rampant false temperature readings from non-contact thermometers. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. You need Exergen thermometers because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure. Be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Hola, Carla speaking. Carla's Roofing Company always goes above and beyond.
Yeah, we heard about next week's forecast.
She needs a new foreman to weather a storm of projects.
You mean another full crew before Wednesday? Nita Jose, can you work Wednesday?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The fog of war dominates Russia's aggression against its Ukrainian neighbor. Reports out of Eastern Europe have made one thing clear. Death and destruction is taking place. Russian President Vladimir Putin has taken to TV to threaten any other nation that interferes.
For those who could be tempted to intervene from outside, whoever tries to hinder us, and even more so, to create threats to our country, to our people, should know that Russia's response will be immediate, and it will lead you to such consequences that you have never encountered in your history.
President Biden has taken to TV to impose sanctions.
We have purposely designed these sanctions to maximize the long-term impact on Russia and to minimize the impact on the United States and our allies.
Thursday's sanctions are aimed at crippling the Russian economy, its financial institutions, and its access to technology. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Good morning, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. And for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. It's time for DeRoy Murdoch, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor. DeRoy, how you doing, buddy?
I'm great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I guess all is well. The Russians are on a they're on a peace mission into the Ukraine. Joe Biden is in charge, kind of. And everybody was just so impressed for how we are represented by Kamala Harris. So what do we have to worry about?
Well, nothing. It sounds like our problems are solved, prayers answered, hopes and dreams achieved. So it doesn't get any better than this, does it?
No, not at all. And meanwhile, America is bracing itself for even higher prices at the gas pump. And because, you know, and the president could even say that with a straight face when it's like, wait a minute, the spigot is not too far from where your hand is right now.
Yeah.
And if you just turn the spigot, maybe the people up in the north could have, heat this winter, the last of it anyway.
Yeah, sir. Open the second drawer on the left and push the button and the oil will flow. Yeah, it is amazing. It's also incredibly incoherent. Look, I like fossil fuels. I'm pro-petroleum. I drill, drill, drill are the three most beautiful words in the English language. But if you hate fossil fuels, the coherent thing to do is shut down the Keystone Pipeline, shut down the Nord Stream Pipeline, and tell the Russians and the Saudis and everyone else, stop drilling oil, leave it in the ground, and let's have solar and wind and all that. What makes no sense environmentally is you shut down the Keystone pipeline, you approve the Nord Stream pipeline, which provides all this oil and or natural gas revenue for Putin, at least until the thing got, I guess cut off yesterday, the day before. And then you beg Russia and Saudi Arabia to increase their oil production to make up for the lack of oil production in the United States. And then that same oil that produces all the CO2, which supposedly, you know, the worst poison since cyanide, eventually gets thrown into the atmosphere. That doesn't make any sense at all. That's not an anti-oil or anti-petroleum policy. That's an anti-American jobs policy. Eventually the same pollutants get in the air, which you don't like fossil fuels, that's a problem. And the only difference is you've shifted the jobs from the American working class to the Russian working class and the Saudi working class. So I think this is an incredibly economically and, frankly, environmentally ridiculous posture that Joe Biden is taking. I mean, if I were a member of Greenpeace, I'd be outraged that he's running around and basically stopping oil over here but trying to get it turned on over there.
How does it make any political sense? Because basically he sent all the European nations to Russia and said, hey, you know, we're not here to help you. And then here we are at a time when we need America to lead. We send Kamala Harris.
Yeah, and she gets up and gives this incredibly disjointed speech where she says, well, you know, the window's closing. It's open, but it's closing in a way, but it's more narrow, even though it's open. And it was just, these sentences were just one disconnected sentence after another, none of them adding up to very much. Mm-hmm. You'd think if you put her on a plane, you'd say, look, here are the talking points, here's your prepared speech, say exactly this, don't diverge from this, and that will be administration policy. But instead she just gets up, and I guess she did a press conference, she didn't know what she was saying, I guess she never notes in front of her or whatever, and she just winged it, apparently, and the stuff that came out of her mouth made no sense. She had a mask on, which made her look ridiculous. She looked like Daffy Duck with a duck bill on, and she just looked preposterous. It was an incredibly weak and inauspicious presentation by the person at that time speaking for the United States of America in the middle of an international crisis.
DeRoy, in your circle, which is very broad, I mean, and you talk to a lot of different people, people are in contact with you, they're commenting on your commentaries and that. What is the gist? Is the American people waking up to the disaster that is the Biden administration? I mean, I talk to my Democratic friends and I just say thank you. You know, what do you mean? And they go, you know, because now it's interesting, because now they're claiming these my same Democratic friends are saying, well, you know, Bill, the whole election was a fraud. The Democrats are admitting to it. It's like, wait a minute, stop, you know, come on. After all this, and I never even used that word before. I just said, hey, look, I don't know that it's legit. That's all I say. I don't have enough information to make a qualified statement. But now, in order to distance yourself from this person that you elected, that you gave not only to America but to the world, which was a gift to President Xi in China and Putin, and not to mention Iran. Oh, yeah, let's throw in Afghanistan just for fun, too.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, thank you very much. I mean, and now you're trying to distance yourself from the very guy that you got elected somehow?
But questioning the legitimacy of his election, isn't that rich?
Yeah, I know.
Amazing.
I love it. It's gone full circle. And maybe full circle is spelled F-O-O-L, not F-O-L-L, right?
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Yeah, I just spoke with a few minutes ago, actually, with Gavin Wex, who's the president of the New York Young Republican Club, which under his leadership is now the, I believe, the largest and certainly the oldest Young Republican Club in the country. We're comparing notes. And I said to him that the Democrat Party, I think, is actually a secret cabal designed to fuel Republican Party elections.
Mm-hmm.
Every time these guys get up and open their mouths or introduce a piece of legislation or go on TV, it just increases Republican numbers, because this is not the party that is there saying, well, let's spend a little more money to help the poor, or, you know, let's clean up the environment a little bit. These are insane radical people. You've got folks like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the poster girl for far-left Democrat socialism, and she's running around saying that the reason for crime, the crime spike we've had, is because some kind of a child care tax credit ran out, and people are stealing so they can get baby formula for their kids. It's all about baby formula. How does that explain the guy who went into this poor young lady's apartment a little over a week ago, stabbed her 40 times? Was he trying to get baby formula when he fatally stabbed her 40 times? Is that what was going on there? People who push folks in front of the subway, is that done to get baby formula? I mean, the things that are coming out of the mouths of the Democrats could not be written more effectively if they came right out of the Republican National Committee.
Well, it is consistent, though, to your point, DeRoy. And the progressives are already sold out. I mean, they're so anti-American, it's not even funny. And how they can be running for office and raise their right hand and swear to protect and defend the national interests of our country is beyond me. I mean, what are they? Is their other hand, their fingers are crossed somehow? but they go ahead and do that because it's just like, I mean, it's so obvious. It's kind of like what's happened in Canada. Justin Trudeau has exposed himself now fully. I mean, he said several years ago on tape that he loved President Xi. He loved China's form of government. He thought it was the best form of government. And he's been elite captured. And there are many here who are in government office who are captured by the communist Chinese. They pay their bills. There's quid pro quo that Nancy Pelosi could only dream of. It is massive how deep and insidious it is. And we're wondering why our jobs and our interests are being sold out to all these other countries. And then Donald Trump comes in and says, America first. And they say, well, he's a nationalist. That's a bad thing. He's a nationalist. And go. And then meanwhile, you got Putin, who is a nationalist. He tells everybody, look, I want all of the USSR back together again. It's the worst thing that ever happened when they broke it up. And he's speaking nationalism, and meanwhile, the mainstream media is crickets.
Yeah, it's, I guess some nationalism is more equal than others, I suppose.
Yes.
Maybe that's the approach. And you have people, like you mentioned, Justin Trudeau, admiring the Chinese Communist Party model. I think we've seen from Justin Trudeau, we've certainly seen it from Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan. Mm-hmm. We've seen it to a degree from Andrew Cuomo when he was governor here in New York, that the Democrat Party and people on the left generally, so-called Democrats, have a real totalitarian sense, a real taste for totalitarianism. And if they can look at their opposition and not just say, look, we disagree with you, let's debate it, but things like, you know, we're going to cancel you, we're going to deplatform you, we're going to fire you for what you think, we're going to shut down your bank account,
exactly.
Seize your property, kick your door down, bring in a SWAT team. We don't like the way you acted in the 2020 election. We'll bring in a SWAT team. And I think actual divers, I mean, like armed divers, went after some of these people who worked with President Trump in the 2016 and 2020 elections. Really horrifying stuff. I mean, I think that there is not just sort of big spending, big regulation, but a real kind of jackbooted thuggery.
It really is.
Running through the left these days. It's really, truly terrifying.
Yeah, very, very terrifying. DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, continues with us after this.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that make
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
We're back with you, America. DeRoy Murdoch continues with us, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, and co-founder of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network. DeRoy, this month has been honored. We're honoring Black History Month. Put it in context here, because sometimes, you know, as these things happen, they just become like wallpaper and almost become insignificant or maybe not as relevant as they should be. What is the purpose of Black History Month?
Well, I see it as a means of looking back through the month of February every year at the tremendous history of Black folks in America. Much of that history, unfortunately, has been painful, obviously dealing with slavery and segregation and Jim Crow and all that. But a lot of that history is glorious and celebrates and should celebrate the many positive things that Black people have contributed to this country, from hard labor throughout our history to the creation of jazz, tremendous literature, scientific achievements, achievements in business, and motion pictures, entertainment, sports, what have you. And there have been all sorts of wonderful things Black people have done that really speak to the fact that Black people can succeed and do and have succeeded and do succeed in this society. And this very much goes counter to the critical race theorists and the Black Lives Matter types who just focus on the big lie that this is a racist country, always have been. If you're born white, you are ipso facto a racist and always will be. And if you're Black, you are ipso facto a victim and you're oppressed and always will be. And I think that's nonsense. That's garbage. And I see Black History Month as an opportunity to look at all the great things Black people have been able to achieve in this country, in spite of or independent of racism, bigotry, whatever else. And we ought to celebrate those accomplishments and do what we can to see more of them rather than tear each other to pieces, which is what the left wants us to do.
Well, yeah, it must be galling for them when they hear of the stories of the past of Black Americans who, rose to the challenge, as we always say, that the cream rises to the top. And they've risen to the top, I mean, very successfully in spite of the resistance. and all that was going on. So it says something about the country, as much as people would like to think that, that racism is systemic. I get part of that, but if that was the case, we'd have no, we had nothing to celebrate Black History Month. We wouldn't have significant figures. I mean, you know, we're told that black people are not very smart. They can't do math. They're not very smart. You know, they can't even figure out how to get an ID to vote. But then, you know, here you hear these everyday stories of people have just made significant contributions to American history, and yes, they're black.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's this idea, I like to put it this way, 2 + 2 equals racism. And here people on the left talk about this. There's, for example, a woman at Brooklyn College, Lori Rubel, who refers to mathematics as a, quote, tool of whiteness, quote, unquote. There's another person, a lot of these people are in universities, another group called TOLOS, Mathematics for All, and the National Council. Mm-hmm. Of supervisors of mathematics, and they say that it's a social justice stance interrogates and challenges the roles, power, privilege, and oppression play in the current unjust system of mathematics education. So the whole idea is if you're black, you can't do math, and you know, whitey keeps you from learning math, blah, blah, blah. I've got, unfortunately, we're on the radio here, I can't show you the picture, and our readers can't see the picture, but I ran into a fantastic photograph from 1946, Professor Albert Einstein.
Yeah, I saw that.
Pretty good at math.
Yeah.
Who taught a lecture at Lincoln University, which is the alma mater of Thurgood Marshall, all black universities back in 1946. And he's talking to this group of black men, probably maybe 24 of them or so, coats and ties, elegant, poised, paying attention, focused, able to follow what he's talking about, maybe not understanding every nook and cranny of every detail of the theory of relativity, but certainly in there able to concentrate on what he's saying and learn from Albert Einstein, who's pretty good at math. Mm-hmm. Then you've got female mathematicians who starred in that movie or whose story were depicted in the film Hidden Figures, which is an excellent motion picture that came out about 5-6 years ago. These women worked for NASA. They did very, very high-level math during the Mercury astronaut program, and their calculations allowed NASA to send John Glenn and other Mercury astronauts into space, have them either float in space or circle the Earth, and come back in one piece and not burn up and die. Black women did the math to make that possible. That was not 2 + 2 = 4. That was heavy, heavy-duty math, well beyond
what
you and I, most of our listeners, can do. And then you've got today, you've got Neil deGrasse Tyson, who works at the American Museum of Natural History in New York. He's probably America's most prominent, or at least most visible, astrophysicist. And he's on PBS. He writes books about all this stuff. He wrote a wonderful book called Astrophysics for People in a Hurry. Mm-hmm. And you don't get to be an astrophysicist unless you can do some math.
Exactly.
And those are just three examples of people who are involved in math throughout black history or black contemporary times. And this idea that blacks just can't do math because, you know, white people hold us down too much is a sick, disgusting lie. And these examples of successful black mathematicians are the kinds of things young black people should emulate and stop listening to Antifa and Black Lives Matter and the critical race theorists who basically don't have any faith in them to accomplish anything in terms of basic arithmetic onward.
Well, and you got like an engineer like Ron Clay, right, that you cited in your article. One of the early engineers with Hewlett-Packard.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we know that they were leading lights in Silicon Valley. He worked to exercise his talents and gifts on the impact of the laptop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, I mean, we can thank Ron Clay for the laptop that's in front of us right now, right?
Now, he's not that famous, but he joined Hewlett-Packard back in the 60s and 70s, and was responsible for a whole lot of the computing that Hewlett-Packard did, which, of course, a lot of that was modified or maybe outright copied by other people. I happen to have a Hewlett-Packard laptop. I have no doubt that some of Ron Clay's artistry and talent and scientific and mathematical prowess ended up in my laptop, as well as the bigger PC Hewlett-Packard that I've had over the years. And again, he was somebody, I think he's up in his 80s now, definitely an older man, but retired. But he had a huge, very positive impact on the American computer industry and American data processing and all that. And you don't get to be in that level unless you can do some math.
Yeah,
and,
without a doubt. Mm-hmm.
And this we never talk about. It's just, oh, you're black, you're a victim, systemic racism, oh, my God, it's awful, and, you know, curl up in a ball and cry. You know, why don't we hold our heads up high, stop listening to these people, and celebrate the achievements of Black history and try to create even more examples people can celebrate down the road in the future.
Yeah, without a doubt. And you mentioned Albert Einstein. I mean, here he is. Let's face it, one of the most uber intellectuals of the modern era. He's a Jewish scientist, no doubt experienced anti-Semitism in Germany, as you've written.
Mm-hmm.
But he showed deep sympathy for Black people in America because he understood what segregation did. It really dumbed us all down. It didn't add to our intellect. And as he explained to students, as you mentioned, one of the oldest historically Black colleges in the U.S., he decried the oppression of African Americans. He says, and we quote, "There is a separation of colored people from white people in the United States." He says that separation is not a disease of colored people, it's a disease of white people. He says, "I don't intend to be quiet about it." And this is his statement from a commencement speech at Lincoln University in Pennsylvania. And that echoes through the millennia. I mean, it reminds us today how we dumb ourselves down by thinking less of another and segregating us from each other.
Yeah, it definitely points to what was lost by the separation of the races. What continues to be lost as people push this sort of thing. It also speaks to the fact that, as you say, Einstein could have stayed away from that school and said, "No, thanks, I don't want that honorary degree." He showed up and he denounced racism. He denounced segregation. Yet another example of a white person standing up and defending and speaking up on behalf of Black folks. So how is it that he's white and he's an oppressor, and yet he's speaking out against racist oppression in the 1940s. Please explain that. Please square that circle. And so you listen to critical race theory people, and every white person is out to get every Black person. Of course, that's garbage. There are many white people who are involved in the civil rights movement and in the struggle for freedom and equality for Blacks in this country. And the BLM people and the Antifa people and the critical race theorists, they don't want to talk about that because all white people are de facto evil from birth, period. Mm-hmm. And that flies against their completely destructive and diabolical ideology.
And they don't want to hear about the hundreds of thousands of white people who died in the Civil War so that Blacks could be free, or a president who was assassinated because he liberated Blacks. I mean, let's not talk about that. Right?
No, don't talk about that. Well, even worse, there's some people here who were busy during the George Floyd riots yanking down statues of Abraham Lincoln. I mean, you free the slaves, you think you get some credit for that. No, he's old and white, so he lets you yank his statue down. I actually heard somebody complain that Lincoln actually is part of the problem because Lincoln didn't free the slaves soon enough. So the fact that he did it wasn't good enough. I guess he was supposed to free the slaves, you know, very first day of his presidency or something like that. There's no satisfying these people. You know, he could have done it in the first, 6 hours of his presidency. He'll say, "Well, why not the first hour? He did it the first hour. Why not the first 10 minutes?" So there's no way to satisfy these people. They're never happy. They just complain and they're miserable and they're not content unless everyone around them is as miserable as they are too.
Well, and it's interesting, the whole idea of freedom. I mean, here in America, you know, we were born under the auspices of freedom, but you still have people somehow don't want to walk in their freedom. They're comfortable in having a big government tell them what to do. That's anti-freedom, is it not?
Well, it is, and I think we've learned during this pandemic and other situations, there are some people who enjoy taking orders. You know, maybe it's easier for them to let somebody else make their decisions and they just, you know, execute and follow along. You and I and our listeners, I think, have a different idea, which is that we're free men and free women, and we carve our own paths and do what it is that satisfies us and helps us pursue happiness as long as we're not hurting other people around us. That's how we proceed. But, you know, I think there is, as you say, part of the country that their ideas, you know, I, sir, I, ma'am, and they get up in the morning and, I guess, wait to be told what to do.
Well, he's a Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, and founding member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network, DeRoy Murdoch. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care.
You bet, Bill. Good to talk to you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com. A lot.